mean, I just had like this old Midland club jersey, and I was like getting all these guys to sign it, you know? I mean, like really everyone, like anyone who would stop, I would say like, oh, I can sign my jersey. And then my dad said to me like, oh, that's Dave McKenzie over there. Like, go get his autograph. And I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. So I went over. I asked like Macca, like, hey man, he probably would not remember this at all. But I asked him like, hey mate, can you sign my jersey? And he just looked at me. He was like,
G'day, legends, and welcome back to the Press Ring Podcast presented by Zwift Legends, episode 106. And the Giro theme keeps on rolling. This week's guest is the 2022 Giro d'Italia winner, Jai Hindley, aka the Prince of Perth. Now, legends, this episode we talk to Jai about his new contract extension with Bora Hansgrohe and all the things that he was considering and the major key factors that were important to him when he was in these discussions. We also talk about Boxing Day Papas and the rumours of it getting shut down. Oh, the powers that be are after it, everyone. And what does Jai think? One of the patrons of the race, as you would say. And a whole host of other shit talking here, some funny stories. We play a quiz at the end. I know you guys will love this one. And who doesn't love a pod with Jai Hindley? Now, legends, this episode, okay, we're bringing on a new sponsor and welcoming back an existing Cyclic. Welcome back to the podcast. We love Cyclic. They have now just launched their new rear camera and light combo. It is the Fly 6 Pro. Now, if you don't know what Cyclic are, they make the dash cam for cyclists, right? And with quality resolution cameras, and also crazy battery life. So get this, their new Fly 6 Pro, right? It lasts for 7 hours with 4K recording. How crazy is that? So you can go out for your ride, chuck the Fly 6 Pro on the back of your bike. It's your light, so 100 lumens, letting everybody know where you are, and then it captures your entire ride. 7 hours, set and forget. The looping feature is really good as well, so it actually saves and stores the data on the SD card in the unit, and just keeps looping so you never lose any footage. Any incident footage that actually occurs, if it gets, you know, if you actually get knocked over or chopped up on your bike, the unit will lock that footage so it can't be overwritten, and it's just incredible. Now, I have to say, I actually thought the previous edition, just the Fly 6, I thought that was great. I didn't actually think it needed any improvements, but they've gone ahead and boosted the battery life, increased the field of view to 145 degrees, I believe. And you know, you've always got to be innovating and trying to improve. So we love that from Cyclic. There is a link in the description below. Click it. And if you're interested in one of these products, use the code TPR10. Save you 10%. And it also lets Cyclic know that you've been there and had a look, which is important as well. And trust me, I've used the front and the rear of these products for about maybe 2 years since we first started our promotional period a couple of years ago, and seriously, once you stop using them, you feel naked without them. So check them out. We love Cyclic. They're doing great things. And legends, it's also this episode brought to you by FE Sports and one of their brands called True Tension. Now, I quite like this brand because its logo is a gorilla with a soul patch, Shannon Nolstar. But their sealant is an interesting one because I don't know about you, but with my gravel bike, I just grab any sealant, you know, like just whatever's on the shelf. I don't really know the difference between all of them. I just grab the sealant, chuck it in. But this one is interesting, okay? The True Tension sealant has graphene and carbon fiber stuff in the formula, right? So that helps sort of make a better seal and repair the slash or the hole in your tire a little bit better. I don't know how, but it does. So check out the link in the description of this episode. True Tension, they also do some other products as well, worth having a look at. And we love everything that FE Sports do. And finally, legends, before we get stuck into this episode, Zwift, the title sponsor of TPR. And boy, oh boy, are there some big things coming, like upgrades to the the whole screen system. You can see average power, gradient of the climb, speed, all of that stuff, right? The heads-up display is getting a big revamp, and I'm looking forward to having that because it's been a long time coming. Okay, legends, long intro, but it's time to get stuck into the podcast. It's Jai Hindley, episode 106, and I'll see you on the other side.
Oh, yeah, I just woke up like pretty not long ago, but yeah, I'm pretty chill, mate.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Was it your birthday yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, yesterday, yeah.
Happy birthday. Nice.
Thanks very much. Cheers, eh?
What are you now, 27?
28. Getting on a bit.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Israel will be calling you up soon, mate, with a little sunset.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going... Getting on, man. Time to hang up the wheels pretty soon, I think.
Well, how'd you celebrate? Did you go out for dinner or anything?
I just train in the morning and just met up with some family for like a late lunch, which is pretty nice.
Now, for everyone listening, what you can't see is I see, so there's loose cans everywhere and there's sort of a couple of cigarette butts just on his t-shirt and
exactly.
Are you on have you got like a bit of a break at the moment?
I actually just getting back into it. I just had some easier days after Romandy. And I was also pretty sick actually after that, so needed to yeah, just like recover a bit. Antibiotics, actually. And,
oh, shit.
Yeah, it was pretty grim.
Quite a few people pulled up pretty rank from Romney, from what I was talking to.
Yeah, I mean, it was like pretty cold in general. And I think actually we were quite lucky with the weather. Like the last day was pretty, I think, like, classic Romandy spec weather. I mean, I've never done the race before, but I think it was pretty traditional Romandy weather, like pissing rain the whole day.
Yeah.
Cold as. But yeah, actually all the other days it was we were super lucky. Also with the prologue, I mean, man, this was like MotoGP or something. And it was like
what was it, like 3Ks?
Less, 2.5, but there were like 20 corners or something. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I didn't really. I saw some guys doing it on TV, so I was like, mate.
Oh, no. Oh, there was everything, though. There was blokes with the disc in the road bike, and it was a couple of fucking specs, eh?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, man.
It reminds me of somebody, actually, you know, Pat Scunny-Williams, you know, Big Pat, not a legend.
Yeah.
But he rocked up to one of the old WA Hill Climb once, you know, up Mills Road East, and he had the full TT bike with the disc wheel.
Nice.
I respect it, though.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, man. Oh, great event, actually.
Great event, mate. Fruitcake afterwards, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, do you remember, man? That was the double. You go do the hill climb, and then it was, they'd always double book the state crit champs down at Tech Park straight afterwards.
Ah, yeah. Man, that was super annoying, eh? Like, the one time you've got like cycling events on in Perth and they book it on the same day. But the hill climb, I think this was only every 2 years.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
it's still
pretty sick. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on your new contract. That must be, you know, nice to have it done.
Yeah. No, thanks very much. Pretty stoked, and Yeah, nice to get it like wrapped up earlier in the year, and yeah, really happy with it actually. So, no, thank you.
No, it's really good because that it always seems to be something that can weigh on people's minds for ages, you know, and influence your results. Like it seems to happen all the time, whether it's you're looking for one or you're choosing or thinking about it, eh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For me, I always like whenever I've signed contracts or extensions, like I've always tried to do it like earlier in the season or something. Or I mean, even when I signed with Bora, was before I did any racing. So that was like really early. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's, if you have the option to get it done like early, it's really nice and gives you like peace of mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And is your team, it hasn't changed names yet, eh? It's not yet Red Bull, kind of, what is it, Red
Nah.
Bull Bora or?
Yeah, so normally just for the tour, I think we'll change the name to Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe.
Oof. Yeah, right. Okay. That's
Yeah,
exciting times. Jeez.
man, it should be pretty cool, I reckon.
Yeah. Super sick. I wondered, are you gonna get to do a are you and Sam gonna get to race together at any point? I mean, it's not as if you're same calendar. There's gotta be something. There's gotta be one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a pretty big race on the 26th of December, mate, so I think
The biggest, the biggest.
Nah, I don't know, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we'll get to race together or not. But hopefully. I
Yeah, I think.
mean, I'm also not sure what his calendar is looking like at the moment.
Yeah,
But
I think the next one he's doing is that Hungary one.
Yeah,
Is
it's
that in
normally like,
Hungary? Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
pretty
Okay.
sure. Yeah, but yeah, normally there's a few sprinters at that. There's like quite a lot of sprint stages.
Now, when you're dealing with the contract stuff, it's different for everyone, but I wondered, Jai, what were like some of the biggest considerations for you when you were deciding all the terms and that sort of stuff, and even other offers as well? Like, were you more concerned with like what your schedule, your program, or your goals, you know, could be your targets, or was it like a length of thing, or maybe like which riders will also be sort of with you during that period of time, you know, in terms of like similar, you know, contract lengths?
Yeah, I think there's like always a few things that like I consider. I don't know, yeah, to me, like to always get like opportunities to go for my own result, for example. Like it's something that's super important to me, and yeah, actually, it was also when I signed my first contract at Sunweb, it was like one of the reasons why I went there. Because I mean, I told them like, yeah, I want to be a GC rider, blah, blah, blah. And they said like, yeah, sure, no worries. I said like, yeah, what races can I target, you know? And I mean, they like gave me opportunities already, like as a Neo Pro, which I think back in 2018 wasn't such a common thing as it is
Oh yeah.
now, let's say. So that was really massive. And it's always been something that I like, that I look for, you know, because I mean, in the end, I mean, yeah, I really love to help guys out if I have to. Or if I need to at a race, and like I'm always down to do that. But like the race myself also, you know. Especially when you target like big goal, for example, like a grand tour, then it's always nice to to build up towards that and to have like the freedom to build up towards that usually means you can target some smaller
Or
1 week races before or something. And it's like also why I race, to win races. So that for me is like a huge aspect. And yeah, also the other thing I consider was like, I would say there's a, I don't know, a handful of top teams that are like really high performance, let's say. Like they, I don't know, invest in the science part of the sport, invest in aerodynamics, invest in nutrition, invest in good equipment, or they have good equipment, good clothing. I mean, all that stuff. I mean, it's all okay. I don't think you should go to this team because they have like sweet kit or something, but I mean, all those things, it's like it all helps
And
and it all like goes as, I mean, especially in a 3 week race, you need to have all that stuff on point. So basically those are the big things that I consider. And then I mean, it's also like what, like a team might have or give you those two things, but then the other thing is also like how the team actually races on the road is also a big thing for me. Like, because in the end, do you race week in, week out? You can see what teams are actually like dialed on the road and what teams aren't, sort of thing. And yeah, I mean, I think there's some teams that are much better than others, and they know what to do. They have their guys that know what to do. They race well. And actually, I mean, also when I first signed, I wore a contract in 21 there for the 22 season. I mean, to me, it was like that was a big sort of appeal for me because Bora, I mean, always to me, it looked like a sick team to race for. Like, they had cool riders, they had good equipment, good kit always. But the thing is, they always like raced well. They always raced well together. They always like went for the win, and they always put it together on the road pretty good. Sometimes they won, and sometimes they lost. But they, to me, from the outside, they always looked like they had a decent plan on the road, and they always stuck to it. So that was like pretty, I don't know, pretty sick for me just to want to be a part of, I would say.
No. Thanks for sharing. That's good. Yeah, I mean, Bora is a cool team. I used to love him when Sagan was there, just chopping up, in his heyday. And it just, they got the specialized bikes. It all looks good.
Yeah, I mean it's a really nice team, and also to change team, it wasn't really something that I was keen to do actually. Like, I really feel good in the team. I feel like at home there. The staff, I mean, we have some awesome people working there. Like, it's sort of like a second family,
Who in particular,
somewhat.
Jai, on the team, like for the staff, for example, is there one person or a couple of people you can think of straight away?
Yeah, I mean, mechanics, Swan Ewers, I mean, I'm not gonna single out anyone because they're I really get on with like everyone, man. Like, really, good, hardworking people, super passionate, and can't really ask for more than that from like the staff, And then yeah. Riders are also really just a good bunch of dudes. Like, you go to every race, and there's going to be some good guys there, good shit talk at the dinner table, and it's like always good fun. And I really like it, like I said.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. It's so important though, just the environment you're in.
Massive, yeah.
Your year so far, you've just done like mainly the sort of week long stage races and stuff. And the one I think you did Liège, didn't you? You jumped in there. Yeah, solid. What do you reckon so far this year? Are you happy with how you're like tracking compared to last year? Because obviously, I'm sure you're lining up trying to get to the tour in good shape. You done it last year. Does the preparation feel as good or different?
No. I mean, it's been like up and down for sure. Probably not like the most consistent, which is also something that I was trying to work on, but
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, for example, the first races, I was pretty happy. Like, Valencia
Yeah.
was good. Nothing like too special, I'd say, but like pretty decent level. And then, then I went to altitude for a bit and went to Tirreno, and that was sort of like something that I, that was a race that I really marked out to try and perform there and to be on the podium. And I did that. So it was pretty cool
You've always
for
done
me.
pretty well at Torino as well.
Yeah, it's actually like one of my favorite races, I think. I
Yeah.
really like it's well, I don't know. I mean, I just love racing in Italy, to be honest. It's probably my favorite place to race.
Yeah.
But no, it's always like a super hard week, and this year was a good addition. They had like two sort of mountain days, which is really good for me. And did a lot of work on the TT bike and everything. So it was like, I don't know, I was feeling really good actually there. And then like directly after, I got pretty sick for a long time. I actually had like quite a lot of illness, which has been super shit. And then that sort of put me, I had quite a lot of time off, and it put me on the back foot before like Basque Country. So I wasn't, like, I think I was at a decent level there, but not going like the same as I was in Tirana. And then, actually, then I was also getting like a bit sick again, like after Basque, and then had to take it easier. And then, I mean, Romandy also wasn't oh, I did Liège, so I got like the late call up to Liège, and then I did Romandy, and then I was like getting sick in the race. I was just like,
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's just like a pain in the ass, but
no.
I mean, yeah, like that, and just have to deal with it as it is. But it was good to, have some rest, and then I'll just build up now for the tour and the Dauphiné before that.
Yeah, sick, sick. Yeah, you mentioned you did a bit of work on the TT bike. How do you feel better on the TT bike? Like for you, it's like what kind of sessions do that you finish and you go, right, I'm actually feeling pretty good on this thing now. Like, what is it? Is it?
Oh, never, never. For me, the TT bike is always a grind. it's oh mate, it's always like a fight, you know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, I took the TT bike back to Oz this year, and then was doing actually quite a few training sessions in Oz, and I even did some outer races, which was shout out to outer, by the way. But I was going pretty shit, but it was good to do anyway. I think just to like try work on the position, and I mean, it's also not so often you can actually just ride on a closed road, well, closed road, and be in the TT posse. And I mean, it's actually not such a safe thing to train if
Nah,
you think about it.
no way.
So yeah, it was good to do that. And also, when we're in Tenerife, I could before Tirana, I could really train a lot on it. And we did some pretty hard sessions, and Yeah.
Have you
I
like
mean, it.
have you ever done? I'm just trying to think. Have you ever done a hilly TT? I feel like you've only ever done just flat, like 20, 30K. I'm trying to remember
Yeah.
it.
I mean, the one in the Dauphiné last year was pretty long and hilly.
Oh yeah.
I think that was like 36K or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But it had a pretty long descent in it. But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, also the one in Romandy, that was hilly.
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah. Mate,
But
it's just
yeah,
yeah.
I was just cruising, so it wasn't so fun.
Okay. Yeah. I was talking to Macca last week, Dave McKenzie. We'll talk about the Giro. He's telling the story about his Giro stage win, which is just a cracker. He said he was riding away when he attacked out of the bunch, and he was sponsored. He was riding for that Linda McCartney's team,
Yeah, Linda McCartney,
the Vegetarian Sausages. Yeah. And
Mate.
he said the riders were all yelling out to him saying, "Oh, he's off to the butchers. He's off to the butchers." And then they started reeling him back in, and they were yelling out, "Oh, he's forgot his wallet. He's gone." Oh,
Oh, yeah,
so
but he's a
much fun.
legend, mate.
He's
I've
gone.
actually got a pretty funny story. I asked him for to like when I went to the tour in 2011 for the first time.
Yeah.
We were driving to the start of a stage in Po,
Oh yeah, the wine
and
stage. Yeah.
the funny thing is we actually stayed at this same hotel when I like won the stage.
No shit.
But anyway, like years ago, and in 2011, like we were driving to the stage, and then we drove past this hotel, and there were all the teams there. There was like CSC,
Oh yeah.
and two other teams. It was pretty busy. So my dad was like, "Oh, like we stopped the car, and then we went in. There were like all these people outside, like because I think I can't remember who was there, riders wise for CSC, but there were like some pretty big names. I think they also had some Aussie guys. I think
Yeah, what
like,
O'Grady or something?
yeah, either O'Grady or Brad McGee.
CSC.
I
Yeah.
can't remember, but I can't
Yeah.
remember if they were riding or if Brad was a DS there or I can't remember actually.
Okay.
Sorry to anyone who's, yeah, but also like Dave McKenzie was there, and like,
Right.
yeah, I mean, I just had like this old Midland Club jersey, and I was like getting all these guys to sign it, you know. I
Yeah,
mean, like,
yeah.
really, everyone, like, anyone who would stop, I would say, like, "Oh, can you sign my jersey?" And then my dad said to me, like, "Oh, that's Dave McKenzie over there. Like go get his aura." And I was like, "Yeah, for sure." So I went over, I asked like Macca, like, "Hey man," he probably would not remember this at all. But I asked him like, "Hey mate, can you sign my jersey?" And he just looked at me. He was like, "Mate, why do you want me to sign your jersey?" I was like, "Yeah, my dad told me." He was like, and then he signed it. I was like, "Oh, thanks very much." And oh wow, it was super funny. I just remember him saying like, "Oh, why do you want me to sign it?" And I was
That's classic, eh?
was super
Oh,
good. But he's a legend, man. He's
he
a
is.
really good guy.
He is a great guy. He's got so many stories. I wish we could have dug up some of the ones he's told me over the years when we were talking on this pod, but some are just,
Yeah.
some can't see the light of day. They're that good.
Yeah,
But that's awesome.
I can
I love
imagine.
that. Macca, what a guy. I'll tell you this one later. I'll tell you at the end. It's fucking funny. Also, right. How about this? There's rumors, Jai. Right? Terrible, terrible rumors. Boxing Day Puppers. Apparently, the police are on. They're sniffing around the hype train of Pappas, there's calls being made, right? So the heat is on Boxing Day Pappas. Now, what would you say, Jai, to the powers that be who want to shut it down? What would you say to those people?
I would suggest that we just meet at a different location a few K down the road.
You know what I say? JCC route. That's what we've got to do. The backup plan.
I mean, I can understand it, but at the same sense, I mean, there's nothing actually illegal about it, and also the last years, especially, I don't think it's ever been safer, to be honest. I mean, it's so fast. I think, a lot of people
It
get
safe.
dropped already, or like already out of Frio, actually. So, but yeah, in the end, it's just like another bunch ride, to be honest. I
That's
think
wrong.
probably everyone's going crazy because there's like a lot of people on the side of the road, or like for sure
Dickheads
if the
hanging out
cops
of
like drove
cars.
through Port Beach, so it'd be like, what the hell is this? But I don't know, man. I mean,
It's bigger than anything, you know?
in the end, it is just another bunch ride. Like, and okay, back when I first started doing it was pretty wild. I think there was like, I don't know, 250 people were there or something. Like the first year I did it was nuts. Really, like a lot. And they're for sure like dudes are doing illegal shit, because old mate running through the green light first wheel, like, is all G, but the guy in 200th wheel, like battling, running through like a red light that's been red
Four
for the last
shortcuts.
10 seconds. Like, I mean, there's also that's pretty bad, but I don't think that happens anymore, because the bunch is like tiny by the time you get to raffles even. So,
Good luck. I
yeah,
think
I
it's
don't know.
bigger than ever. Bigger
Yeah,
than
I mean, it is just sick, isn't it? It's just like,
ever.
I just love it. I mean, anyone can rock up, you know what I mean? Like, your grandparents could do it if they want.
That would be bad, but yeah,
No,
good.
yeah, no, like red, no registration fee, nothing. Like, and you just absolutely torch yourself around the Swan River after you've eaten like way too much food the day before. It's probably, I don't know, it's probably like the worst thing you'd ever do to your body. Every year I do it, I'm coming up Kings Park there, I'm thinking like, man, what are you doing this again for?
Christmas pool day just coming up. It's good stuff. It is good. Hey, Jai, what do you have a favorite bit of kit that you get from your team? Because I was just going through some of the sponsors, right? A lot of them I don't even know what they are, actually, to be fair. There's a couple I've never heard of, but you got some pretty solid sponsors. Apart from, I don't want to hear about the bikes and stuff. Like, we all know the bikes are elite. Clothing you said was good. But what about some of the suppliers? Like, you got Puma Clothing, Boss, Koo. What's
Pretty
Ministry?
cool. Ministry is the nutrition.
All right. Far out. Okay.
Man, oh, we've got some really good sponsors and kit and tech and everything. But what do you think? Like, my favorite in general of all those, is that what you mean,
Well,
or?
yeah, or just something you really like. Like, for example, I can't remember who it was now. They said that they got given a speaker at the start of the year by their sponsor. It was like a portable speaker, and they're like, that was the best thing we got, which is, it's all right.
I mean, Bora actually always give like some random cool things. I don't know, like I got like a cooking apron once with like Bora on it. I mean, that
Oh,
sounds,
that's good. No, that's good.
But this was sort of like at the end of year camp, so they give like a gift to like all the riders, which is pretty good. Or like I got a nice chopping board off them with like boar on it, which I actually use like all the time. It's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean we've got some really cool sponsors. I mean, also like Evoque, for example, they make really good bags.
Bike bags, yeah.
Yeah, backpacks also. I mean, I still use like the first backpack I got from the team from like 22, for example. It's
Oh,
like super good.
the backpacks, right. You know what I don't understand is the bike bags. I don't get why the bike bags, the bike technology these days is amazing. It's like, all they're so fast and so special. But then we're putting these bikes into like a soft shell bag. Like, how is there not some, I don't know, there's got to be something.
Actually, the Evoque one is like really good. I think in terms of protection and like how easy it is to pack your bike. I mean, I hate to come on in like the sponsors full gas, but I will. But it's actually like a really, really good bag. Pretty, pretty bulky, but like yeah, really decent.
I'm looking at them now. I used to have one actually. Oh yeah,
Yeah,
actually.
but they've changed a lot over the years. This is like it has like a hard plastic on the top, and it has you have like these sort of plastic swords or sticks that you can take out of the sides, and that like if you take those out, the whole bag just like folds
Crumples.
down basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, right. That does look good, actually. And it's
And
got the
it's
wheels
quite.
built in.
Yeah, and it's quite light as well. It's really well made and yeah, like thought out. You can.
Do you still need to, do you pack your bike? Do you have to do that?
No.
Oh, that's
Only
a luxury. Nice.
on some rare occasions, you know, like if you do
Like if you're going back to Oz, would you pack it?
yeah.
Okay.
Then I take like my training bikes, for example, or if you, I don't know, if you do like a training camp somewhere and you have to take your training bike, then you take it. But normally the team will do like everything they can to take your bikes from the service course, for example.
Gotcha. I'm just moving into my thing's about to go dead. Here we go. Oh, you're like this. It's a bit dark. I've got a relic here, actually. You'll see it in the background. This down. So, guess whose jersey that is? You have to watch the YouTube, everyone, to see us.
No idea. But it's pretty old with that designer.
So,
To Simon.
here
Durbo.
go. Yeah, so this is Durbo's under 23 World Time Trial Championship TT jersey.
Nice.
But I bought it at a charity auction, right? And I saw they held it up at the charity. It was like 400 people in this room, and they've held up this jersey. And I was sitting probably the furthest table away, and they've held it up, and they've been like, "Oh, it's a Durbo's World Championship Under 23 jersey." And I was like, "Yeah, I was feeling generous," so I thought I'll partake in this, charity auction. So they had
Yeah.
someone call out the first number, and it was like, I thought, "Oh, if it's less than $500, I'll have a go," And someone, they said, "Oh, 300." Someone bid at 300. And I was like, "Oh, it's pretty low." No one really was that keen. I was like, "Okay, 300." Anyway, I won it for like $400. And then I get it. I get it later. And I realize they didn't actually say,
Nah.
but it's one that he's given to Simon Jones. And it says, who was like the
No
to the, it's he's written on it. I couldn't see the writing because I was so far away. I was at the Crown, like in the back corner. To Simon, thanks for all your help and advice to reach my goals, Durbo.
But why is he giving it away?
I don't know. I don't know. I
Mate,
don't know.
come on.
Yeah. Now
Oh.
I've got it. So,
Yeah, nice. But
yeah, that's my memorabilia.
yeah, pretty solid. I actually remember watching that on TV also back in the day.
Mate, really?
Yeah.
Who did
Good
he
win by
beat?
Durbo.
Who did he? Do you remember who was on the podium?
I think maybe Heppy was third
Right.
potential, and then there was I think that was 2000 and either 12 or 13, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now. Here we go. Durbo. Oh, here we go. You're right. It was 2011. 2011. Rasmus Quaid was second, and then Heppy was third.
Yeah, Danish guy,
Yeah, mate. Good memory.
yeah?
Nice.
Yeah, he was a pretty good trackie off memory also.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Looking him up on First Cycling Stats, Rasmus Quaid, go check him out because he's got a massive beard, like a full. He looks like a Viking. Love
Yeah,
it.
right.
Love it. Okay, Jai, to finish, mate, I've actually got a bit of a quiz, right? Test your knowledge.
Easy.
First question, 2016 Taiwan KOM Challenge, right? Which you were in. Where did you finish, and which Australian also finished on the podium?
Yeah, I was second. I think Ben Dibble was third, wasn't
Oh, very good. It was very good. Okay. That's
That
like
was that was a
that's
while ago, eh?
yeah, wow, 2016, almost 10 years ago. That's a
Yeah.
ridiculous climb.
Yeah, pretty sick event actually. Pretty cool.
2020 Herald Sun Tour, stage four to Mount Buller, which is the classic Tour of Mansfield stage. You won that stage, but who else was on the podium with you?
Berwick and Jay Vine.
Wow, good memory. Sick.
Uh,
Not bad. I was on
bad,
Mount
not bad.
Buller earlier this year
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a
for
nice
the
climb, too.
Yeah, for the Tour of Mansfield. It was still going. They did a stage up there.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice area, actually.
Yeah. No, it is. Shout out to them. We love the Tour of Mansfield. And now finally, this is an interesting one, right? You've got to guess the bike brands that the teams ride on, okay? Just the World Tour teams.
Right.
So I'll call our team name. You just have to say what bike they're on. All right. Albertsen De Koenig.
Canyon.
Arkea.
Yankee.
Yeah. Astana.
Willia, isn't it?
Bahrain Victorious.
Narita.
They are a reader. We know yours. Oh, what about Cofidis?
Oh, good question. Is it DeRosa?
No, it's look. Look. I think they were on DeRozan at one point.
Yeah, for a long time, or for
Yeah.
some reason.
What about this one? This one I did not know. I couldn't get this one. Groupama. What are they on?
Oh, they changed from Lafayette, didn't
Yeah.
they? To
You've already said it.
DeRosa.
Willia. I would never have got that. They're on
Yeah,
William.
true. Yeah. What am I saying?
But
I
okay,
didn't.
last
Yeah.
two.
Jeez.
Well, Intermarché, fairly easy.
Cube.
Cube. And oh, actually, you know what? The rest of them are all pretty easy, but let's go for a. I love using a bit of first cycling stats for this. Teams, let's go one of the Conti Pro Conti teams, all right? Okay. What about TotalEnergies? What do they run?
Envy.
Oh, it's good. I thought that was going
Yeah.
to work out.
Yeah, they're at Basque. They're at Basque. I saw them saw their bike on the roof on there.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's
driving.
changed a lot though.
It has. I mean, the lap, the Groupama one got me.
Yeah. Didn't realize that one really at all.
Cool. Well, John,
Jeez,
mate,
man.
thanks for your time, brother. It's always good to chat.
Yeah, no worries at all, man. And
Yeah.
yeah, take care out there in the West.
We'll keep it real out here, mate. We'll keep it real.
Hey, town.
Yeah. I see the
Hold it
Pedalara
down, man.
shirt too.
Yeah. Shout out to Cam.
Nice
Legend.
one, man. All right. Hope the rest of the year goes well for you, and we'll see you in December.
Cool, mate. Take care. Thanks,
All right,
man.
bro. Legends, that's another episode of the Press Room Podcast, done and dusted. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to leave a rating, chuck it on Spotify with a 5-starry if you think it's worth it, or on Apple as well. And yeah, legends, we're going to be back next week with one of the fan favorites, a great sprinter, up and coming sprinter in the Australian world, and one of the best blokes going around. Legends, I'll see you then.